Well, happy Friday to you and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And really for the past couple of weeks in this I Am series, we've been looking at John 4 and John 6, talking about the idea of worship. And so this past week, we talked about, number one, the reality that everybody worships. The question is not, are you worshiping? The real question is, who are you worshiping or what are you worshiping? We're built for worship. We're going to do it. It's just a question of where is it directed. And we define worship as intimacy with the infinite. In other words, it's finding something of superior value. So the first thing we said is that worship is essentially to God. We use the idea of be kind of like if your grandma gives you an old piece of jewelry when you're young and you throw it in the top drawer of a dresser, and later on in life you're kind of cleaning things out and somebody sees it and realizes, man, there's great value there, and maybe thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars of value, and all of a sudden you become very interested in it. Why? Well, because you realize it has superior value now that you didn't before. And so you just thrown it in the top dresser of the drawer. We said maybe it would be like doing something you find irritable, like standing in line, maybe at the BMV or something like that. And all of a sudden you realize, hey, it's Urban Meyer standing right next to you. And you get into an interesting conversation about football and about how you could help their coaching staff. And he invites you to a meeting and you clear your calendar for that. Why? What happens there? Well, you found something of superior value. You cleared your calendar for that. And so what we said is that sometimes our struggle is that we've thrown God into the top drawer of the dresser and we've just forgotten about his value. We kind of treat spending time with God kind of like an annoyance, like an irritation of being at the BMV, right? And you have to wait and wait and wait. So we said worship is essentially to God through Christ. Jesus says that worshipers are going to worship him in spirit and in truth, not spirit or truth. And for a lot of us, we kind of get caught up in that. We are either all spirit and things are kind of crazy and random chaos and no truth, or we're all truth and things are just kind of like a museum, right? They're kind of stoic and sterile and there's no spirit. And so it's not one or the other. It's both. So we use this reality of there's something that pacifies our hearts. We actually used a pacifier, and I shared about my kids and about getting rid of the pacifier. And that was a simple illustration, but at the same time, if God is real, aren't we all just children at best in terms of our understanding? And if we're not careful, we just end up wasting our worship. So worship is essentially, it is essentially to God through Christ. And it is to the world. The thing about really this woman at the well, and then John chapter 6 with the disciples, where Jesus feeds the 5,000, in the explanation of that, the thing in both the idea of water and bread is that Jesus is saying he's the thing that satisfies. That Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And when he says that, he uses that word Yahweh from the Old Testament to describe himself. And you know, you would think they would say, oh, you're the Messiah, you're the one that we've been waiting on, you're the long-awaited king. And instead it says they despised him. And even when he went to the cross, that same mocking still existed. They said, you're a king, we'll give you a crown of thorns. They blindfolded him. They said, you're a prophet, so prophesy who hit you. And what's amazing about Jesus is that, you know, we humans, the people who crucified him, we look past the good of Jesus so that we could hate. But Jesus looked past our hate so that he could bring us what's really good. Isaiah 53 says that he was despised and rejected of men, that even from the cross he cries out, you know, Father, forgive them. And we talked about that gospel reality that we are undeniably flawed and that we're unbelievably loved. And that makes sense in the context of this idea of worship and satisfaction. So I would just encourage you right now, as you're kind of starting your day, or maybe it's midday, or maybe you're listening to the Drivecast in the evening, as you're kind of rounding out your day, just to create some space right now to pray and ask God, what is it that is occupying your heart? And if you have trouble identifying that, think about, what are you giving the majority of your time to, the majority of your mental energy to, the majority of your emotional energy to, the majority of your financial resources to? a lot of times in our lives, those are the things we worship. So again, just maybe take some time right now and ask God, what is it that is kind of penultimate for you? What are you worshiping? And then I would just encourage you to say right now to God that you want Him to receive the lion's share of the worship of your heart, that you want Him to be that highest of the high thing in your life, not because He needs it, but because you and I need it. We're built for it. He's the bread of heaven. We don't want to throw Him in the top drawer and treat Him like an irritation, right? We want Him to be the prized thing in our life. Well, once again, thanks for spending your week with us, just a little part of it in the DriveCast, and we hope to see you this Sunday and next Monday as we start out another week with the LifePoint DriveCast.